Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Matt Saroyce and myself, Joey Burgoyne, filling in for Brian as he heads a little bit north. But one thing we've all been doing, all have witnessed, the sneezing, the allergies, the runny eyes, the itchy nose, the all of the above. That time of the year, our cars are yellow. The pollen is flying. I've had allergy. I used to get allergy shots when I was younger. That was a great experience it turned bad. So many medications out there. When do you take them? How much do you take? Can you mix and match? All the questions. So that's why joining us this morning, I was like, let's find out from someone that actually knows and not speculate about these things. Dr. Hemmers, Philip Hemmers, he's over at St. Vince's, which is a part of Hartford Healthcare. Doctor, thank you for joining Matt Saroyce and myself, Joey Burgoyne, this morning.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, allergy season, it's here. All the cars are yellow. I mean, I guess it's the 50,000-foot question. Does anything actually work?
I think your depiction of allergies was great. I mean, this is a terrible time of year. Patients are really suffering. We're seeing new people with allergies. We're seeing our old patients back. And the over-the-counter medications are helpful for the majority of people. There are medicines that work, but the same medicine, the same treatment does not work for everybody.
Mm. What type of medicines are we talking about now? Is like all over-the-counter stuff, or how could we get something that actually does give us relief with our allergies?
So number one, you want to try to figure out what you're allergic to, what the pollen is that's bothering you, so you can focus on avoidance. Know what time of year that you need to be on your medications, that you maybe need to spend more time inside, keep those windows closed, use the air conditioner. I think you should definitely start with the over-the-counter. You have the oral medications, the antihistamines like Allegra and Zyrtec. Those are very good choices for someone who has sneezing, runny nose, and itching. If your symptoms are more stuffy, nasal congestion, you want to use a nasal spray. It's definitely more targeted. You have two options out there. You have Flonase and you have Astepro, both good choices to start with. They don't always work. I mean, sometimes you do need to layer the medications, so you need to use medications of different types together. Some patients are on a very complicated regimen of layered medications throughout the day. It could be tough to get through the spring season.
Now, is it one of those things where, you know, if you have spring allergies, I have spring and fall. Is there different medicines you should look for? I know, it's great. It's an amazing thing. I did the allergy test when I was younger, going back 30 years ago, and they did each individual needle prick on your back. My dad thought it was fascinating to watch me itch in pain and agony. But like I said, you know, getting the allergy test to learn what you're allergic to, do different medicines work differently for different times of the year?
So I'm happy to tell you that we still do a very similar test, and myself and the parents enjoy watching the kids get really itchy and red. Technology has improved in that we don't have to do them individually. It's a little bit quicker and easier, but the same principle is the same. We make you red and itchy to find out what you're allergic to. It's useful to identify this specific allergy because there are some different treatment options based on, is it an oak tree or is it ragweed? In general, the over-the-counter medicines, they're not specific. They're general for allergy, and that may be why they're slightly less effective. There are different forms of immunotherapy, like disintegrating tablets and pollen drops and shots, that are specific and were used to retrain someone's immune system not to be allergic.
Doc, I got to ask, too, because I didn't start getting allergies until about 2 years ago when I turned, 33, 34 years old. But my little one, he is just about to be five this year, and he started sniffling a little bit and everything. How young can you adapt allergies?
So we see different allergies at different ages. Before five, you're not going to see much environmental. You may see some food allergies. If you reach five without a food allergy, you're probably in the clear. But that's when the pollen allergy starts. If he's five now and he's having some sniffles this year, it's hard to say. It may be the beginning of allergies. It may not. You're going to have to wait and see if it's a pattern over time. But that's the age. Allergies generally don't start environmental until 5 years old.
Now, you know, we've been talking about the different medications. Where are we? I mean, I go back to the back. You can go back days. Like Benadryl was the only thing. And then there became Claritin and Zyrtec, Allegra, Clytrometon, like the nasal sprays. Like, where are we in the evolution of actually, I don't want to say finding a cure, but finding something that works for a majority of allergies?
I don't think the over-the-counters have progressed too much. We still have all the ones you mentioned, Clytrometon, Benadryl, those medicines are very old. And we figured out that there are some side effects that we have to be careful about, but they're still there. They're still widely used. The over-the-counter medications, you have a few new ones. We're combining things, but none of those are going to cure your allergies. It's really the immunotherapy and the targeted, more advanced technology that you're going to get at the doctor's office, at an allergy office, that will take you that last step.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys seeing that more people are developing like seasonal allergies, and is like the pollen count getting like crazier here in the state and around?
We're seeing higher pollen counts each season. We're seeing longer pollen seasons. Warmer weather, higher CO2 levels lead to more pollen. So like I said, we have new patients every day. And yes, I saw a bunch of people that I haven't seen in several years. Just this pollen season is pretty bad. Right now, we're at the peak of tree pollen. It's pretty high. And we haven't even hit grass pollen yet. So there's more to come.
So now you're talking about the immunotherapy. Like, what in short... We got a couple of minutes here. Like, what is, so people have done the allergy medicine over the counter, you know, they've gotten the Sudafed behind the counter with their license and all that stuff. You know, the next step, if people are wondering like, okay, I'm over this, what is that next step? What is the immunotherapy and how does that all work in the human system?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you've reached the point where you're tired of using the over-the-counter medicines and suffering, you're going to see an allergist. You're going to have your testing, find out what your allergy is specifically. And then we're going to talk about which form of immunotherapy is best. The principle is we take the thing that you're allergic to and we expose you through a different route. So if you're allergic to oak tree pollen, we can inject you with a small amount. We could have you put a small amount under your tongue. And we do this repeatedly so that your body becomes used to it. What we're trying to achieve is desensitization or tolerance. If you're already used to oak tree pollen, if your body has become accustomed to it, and you go outside and it's a terrible day, you're not going to react nearly as much, if at all.
I just have one final question. Is allergies, is it like a hereditary thing? Or like how do people like develop these seasonal allergies?
There's a large hereditary component. If you have one parent with an environmental allergy, you have about a 40% chance of developing an environmental allergy yourself. May not be the same allergy, but it's going to be an environmental allergy. If you have both parents with an environmental allergy, that number jumps to 70%.
Oof. Both of me and Matt's kids are up the creek without a paddle.
I can tell. I'm talking to two guys who have dealt with allergies.
I did the immunotherapy. It worked. I stopped doing it like different seasonal allergies came back. So this is some great information, Doc. Again, Dr. Philip Hemmers over down at St. Francis, part of Hartford Healthcare. I thank you for joining us this morning, giving us some information and hopefully people a little bit of relief out there.
All right, super. Thank you both.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.